Melina Canning was like any other busy mum, bustling about with her beautiful 2-year-old daughter, making plans for the future. But then it all changed. Melina joins me now. Hiya.
Hello there. Hi.
I mean, to put it mildly, you've had a roller coaster of a journey the last 20-something years, haven't you?
Yes, you could say that. Yes, about 18 years ago it all happened, really, when just suddenly fell ill one evening. And from that point, just changed my life completely.
Tell us what happened, because you ended up in a coma, didn't you?
Yes. Just, like I said, 18 years ago, one weekend, not feeling well. Two or three days before it, to be honest, I just felt as if I was maybe getting the flu. And over two or three days, you know, seeing one doctor, another doctor, going to NHS 24, and then eventually my husband just took me down to the local A&E. At the time, it was Law Hospital in Carluke. And basically, over a weekend, I just fell ill. Thought I was getting the flu, but my breathing was going, and really just ended up having to get into hospital. And they said I was so ill, by the Friday night, they had placed me in an induced coma because I was so ill. My body was shutting down and everything was just practically stopping. So placed me in an induced coma, and basically I was in the coma for 52 days. And while in the coma, that's when I suffered a stroke and woke up 52 days later completely blind after getting into hospital sighted.
That must have been devastating, though, to not even have any warning of this.
No warning at all. So it was absolutely horrible, you know, devastating. And like I said, went in there sighted. Remember being wheeled, and they put me in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk. Remember being wheeled away through to the ward and saying to my mum and my husband, "Oh, I'll be fine, I'll be fine, I'll see you soon, see you soon." And unknown to me, I slept for 52 days and woke up and could not see anything at all. And I just remember shouting for my husband and my mum, saying, you know, I can't see, I can't see, you know, why can't I see? And after that, they just got the doctors involved and they came and explained to me that while in the coma, I had suffered a stroke, which affected my sight and left me blind.
So you've had a stroke, you've lost your eyesight, and you've got a 2-year-old and a husband. It must have been so much on top of you at that point.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think that actually the first thing I thought of was, you know, when I woke up and realised I couldn't see, my first reaction actually was, "How I'm not going to be able to go out and work." Because I was I worked full time, plus, like you said, you know, in the house here, I had Stephanie, who was only 2 years old. But my initial reaction was, I'm not going to be able to work, because I was a medical secretary. I was a typist. So back then, because it was 18 years ago, we didn't have the technology that you've got now of talking computers. I just initially used a manual typewriter and then obviously a word processor, but, you know, it didn't talk to me. So I thought, how am I going to work? So that was my first reaction, actually. And then my next was that, oh, well, you know, I can't see my mum or my husband and I can't see my daughter. And how am I going to manage in the house with a 2-year-old and I can't see?
And then adding something else into the mix, something strange happened, didn't it, while you were in hospital?
Yes. I initially went into hospital in the February, and like I said, in the stroke for 52 days. And then it was round about, it was the 7th of June, because that's my wedding anniversary. And, you know, I was lying in sitting up in the hospital bed, and a visitor came in and left a gift for my husband and I. And obviously in a gift bag. And initially, I looked to the right to see if, you know, to try to see if I could see where they had placed the bag. And then as I looked away again, I thought, I just saw a bit of colour there. So I looked back and my husband said to me, he says, what do you keep looking at? And I said, there's something sitting there. I said, I can see the colour green. And they said, no, you know. And so he went away and got the doctors. And they just came back and says, oh, no, it's her imagination. She's been through so much trauma that it's her imagination, you know, playing on her. But I says, no, there's definitely something there sitting, and it's in the colour green. And eventually they told me it was a gift bag. Somebody had brought in a present and sat down, you know, one of these metallic yeah. gift bags or silver, you know.
Yeah, kind of bright, reflective.
Yes, and from then on, that's when I says, right, I need you to believe me, you know, I need somebody here, I want somebody to test my eyes. And so initially, I actually worked for an ophthalmologist. I was a personal secretary to Dr. Anne Wiley, who, you know, we worked down in Strathclyde Hospital in Motherwell at the time. So they got Dr. Wiley and she came in to see me, and she said, she tested my eyes and she said, I can't detect anything, Milena. There's, you know, nothing wrong with your eyes. And I said, what do you mean there's nothing wrong? I said, I'm blind, you know, I can't see. So from there, I was then, over the months, you know, referred to a neurologist in Glasgow, Professor Gordon Dutton, who since has retired. But as soon as he saw me and he did all his tests, he knew straight away. He said, you have blind sight, or some people call it sight unseen. And it's the part of the brain that, in my stroke, you know, when I had the strokes, it was the part of the brain that was damaged for me to see properly. So they said it was my bottom left and right cortex has been damaged, and the blood supply is not getting through properly. But over the years now, I've started to see some bright colours and just maybe shadows. But, you know, that's really all that I'm seeing.
And am I right in saying that if you have a cup in front of you, you can see, sometimes you can see just the circle and the handle sticking out, but if it's got hot liquid in it, you can see the movement of the steam?
That's right. We've discovered this over the months and years. That's exactly right. You know, my husband... So this is what they're trying to, you know, distinguish why I'm seeing what I'm seeing, but I can't see people's faces. I can't, you know, I wouldn't be able to see you even if you were sitting right next to me. But when my husband first placed the cup down, I could see the steam coming from my coffee cup, and I can, as long as the handle's to the right, I can see the outline of the handle, you know, of your coffee cup sitting there. But I don't get the full picture, you know, I just see the roundness of the top of the cup and the handle and then the steam coming, you know. But
does it tire you out?
Sometimes it does, actually, because to be honest, when I'm sitting here just now talking to you, I've always said, I'm just looking straight ahead. I'm sitting here in my living room and I'm just trying to focus and see, you know, things around about me. But I've always said to me, if you imagine being underwater, everything that I look at, I don't see properly. I just see an outline, and it's as if it's all under the water, just floating there. And I have that constant, as soon as I wake up in the morning to go back to bed at night and close my eyes, that's all I have all day. And some days it can be quite disturbing and quite disorientating, you know, but I've just managed to live with it, to be honest.
And because you're such a miracle of medicine, we could say that, I think, Milena, it's a bit of a voyage, but you've been to Canada as well and had some tests done, haven't you?
Yes, I know. They do say, when you say a miracle, they do say it's just, you know, amazing what I'm seeing, and they still don't know why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. So through once I met Gordon Dutton, he referred me to the neurologist in Canada. It was Professor Mel Goodale and Jody Cullum of the University of Ontario in Canada, you know. And they've done so many tests, MRI scans. It's 5 years since, 4 or 5 years since I've been, but they've been out here at my house to see me and do tests. And they're still amazed. They're still trying to figure out, why am I seeing what I'm seeing? I mean, I am I am blind, but, you know, when I tell them I'm seeing a bit bright colours, I can see the washing machine going round if I stare at it. But if you're sitting right next to me and I try to look at you, you know, I can tell where your eyes are, or if you talk to me, I know your mouth's moving, but I don't get the full picture, I don't get your full face. So they're doing all these tests trying to find out why I'm seeing what I'm seeing, but I can't see you.
It's incredible. Do you know, I was thinking maybe you're developing into a superhero. You never know. How do you see the future, though? What I mean, do you hope to get your sight back, or do you just live with what you've got?
I mean, I say I do, obviously. I mean, knowing from what I've been 18 years ago, completely black, to what I've got now and how it's changed. So it's taken 18 years to get to this point. And I think, is it going to take another 18 years? If it could change, I would, you know, I pray every night that, you know, am I going to wake up one day? But I know I've always said I never ever expect to see again the way I used to, you know, to be able to drive and to be able to go out there and walk about myself. But if I could just get a little bit back in one eye, in order that I can get about myself, do things myself, and see my daughter grown up. And, you know, I haven't seen her since she was age 2, so I can't tell you what she looks like, but everybody tells me. But even just to see everybody, all the relatives, and, you know. But I say, no one can predict. No one. I just need to wait and see what happens. I mean, but if this is it, this is it. And I can manage around my house with this level of sight I've got, this blind sight I've got. And if that's it, then at the end of the day, I'm here. I should have been dead because I was given the last rites 3 times. But at the end of the day, I'm here, and there's a lot more people out there worse off than me.
Does your husband say you're stubborn?
No. No, they do say that they just, I'm a miracle. That's what people say. I don't know how I'm here, but I'm here to tell the tale, and I'll tell it to anyone who wants to listen, because I would love anyone out there that wants to speak to me or try and do more tests, because I say, why am I seeing what I'm seeing? But I can't see you. But I see steam coming from a coffee cup, and I see a washing machine going round, and I see bright colours. But I can't see you if you're sitting next to me. But if anyone out there wants to carry on and do more research, you know, I'm up for it, because I'd like some answers.
Well, do you know, this story isn't finished. This is just part one of your story, I think, Melina. But I'm so grateful for you to share your story with us. And it's been incredibly interesting. But I think we can all empathise with the things that you're saying there, some of the simple things that you've missed. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Very much appreciated.